because we were just talking about the inspiration and love that Gerim bring to the Jewish nation on Israel. So, I mean, at some point, probably even more so for a Ger, because somebody who's born, who's a Jew, whose mother's Jewish, whose parents are Jewish, and he makes tshuva, so then maybe he's going up a level, or more than one level, but he was born with a Jewish, soul. So, but a Ger, I mean, well, beyond, you know, aside from mystical understandings, but I mean, at some point, there's a more distinct point where he's saying, "I'd like to learn Judaism. I'd like to learn what it is." So, that first shiur, that first learning, is going to be. He's coming at it. I mean, he's not even maybe he's coming at it from a. With the pure heart, but probably also impurities. So, how do you reconcile the? I mean, I understand the reservations about. Sorry, it's a long question, but I understand the reservations about just sending it out and having it totally available. That's of course a problem. But on the other hand, you know, for people that say that we're responsible to bring Mashiach, so
let's go one step at a time. First, let's introduce. Now, the basic question was that if people want to become Gerim and they want to learn, so they have to know something, and then how are they going to know if you don't teach them everything?
Right. Can I add a question?
Sorry?
What about Ger Toshav, like going to just want to learn Torah and they accept the Torah's truth and they just want to learn it because they know it's truth and
they don't want to follow it.
They want to follow the Sheva Mitzvah B'nai Noach, and they want to also have the Torah that goes with it.
So let's go one step at a time. I get the feeling from the ways the questions are asked and the ways that comments are being said all night, that this whole conversation is being held as though it's a bunch of opinions. And I just want to say that I'm trying to say what I think it says in Shulchan Aruch, what I think it says in Halacha. Nothing personal. It's nothing to do with what I want or think. It has to do with how I understand what it says in the Halacha. So you should just understand, it's not a personal opinion. There are halachos about teaching Torah to non-Jews. And there are halachos about how a person becomes a Ger. And the Shulchan Aruch says that it's not only in the Shulchan Aruch, it's in Tanakh, and it's in the Gemara, and then, bottom line, for us, is in the Shulchan Aruch. But it's not a question of my opinion. What it says is that when a person wants to become Jewish, when a person comes and says, "Gentlemen, I am not Jewish and I would like to become Jewish," so first we dissuade them. We tell them, "What do you want to be Jewish for? You know how bad it is to be Jewish? Yeah. You know how much we've been oppressed? Look, we did nothing wrong. Hezbollah wants to wipe us out. We did nothing wrong. There are people all over the world who want to wipe us out. Everywhere you go, there are people who want to kill Jews. Why would you want to join a nation like us? Why would you want to come and be part of what's going on here?" And first we spend time trying to dissuade them. And we also try to tell them after they've tried that. So we tell them some of the halachas. We tell them, and before you become Jewish, all you have to do is shev mitzvot menach, and you're fine. God is okay with you. God says that's a good non-Jew. Very good. You don't have to keep Shabbos. You could drive wherever you want Shabbos. You could go to any movie you want. You could do what you want. You're going to become Jewish.
You know, hopefully you won't go to the movies and drive a car in Israel. But
once you become Jewish, you have to keep Shabbos. You can't drive wherever you want. You can't cook whatever you want. It's very constricting. There are a lot of halachos about what you do. And if you don't keep those halachos after you become Jewish, then the Bezin could kill you. Right now, if you don't keep kosher, fine. After you become Jewish, if you don't keep kosher, you'll be warned. And after that, they'll whip you. And not only that, in heavens, they're going to hold you accountable. So we tell them about general things. And if he persists and says, I want to become Jewish, this is the truth, this is what God wants people to do in this world, then we bring him close. And after we've tried a few times to distance them, then we bring them close, and we tell them, you should know that the best thing is to be a Jew, and the best thing in the world comes to be a Jew, and the best thing, best way to live is the Jewish way of life, and the mitzvos are really the best thing for you. And then we take him to the Beis Din, does all this. Then the Beis Din takes him, makes him a ger, and after he's a ger, he starts learning all the halachos. We don't teach a non-Jew all of the Torah, no. We just teach him general things, a little bit, and after he knows the general picture, if he still says, this is what I want, then we bring him close, and we help him out, and we have special mitzvah to love him and help him out. And not to look at him and say, hey, how come you're not yet wearing tzitzis? How come you're not yet putting on tefillin? How come you're not waking up on time for minyan? How come your kitchen isn't 100%? No, we take into account that the first few years he will not be 100% the way he should be. Slowly he's going to learn, and that's part of the gerus process. He's a ger the day he comes out of mikveh. He does a bris milah, he goes to mikveh. The Beis Din has to convene on all of that, and after he does that, the Beis Din says it's okay, that's it. He comes out and he puts on tefillin and he davens. He's a Jew. Now, the halacha takes into account that the next few years he's going to have to learn. He won't know. And it says in Shulchan Aruch that you're not medakdik with a ger. You don't tell a, you don't look closely at a ger at his performance of mitzvahs because he can't do everything. It's impossible. He's just starting. He's going to learn slowly and he'll get there. That's Shulchan Aruch. I didn't say anything here. That's my opinion. Shulchan Aruch says you don't teach him everything. Shulchan Aruch says you just give him a general opinion. It's not Shulchan Aruch. It starts way before the Shulchan Aruch. But it ends with the Shulchan Aruch. Now, you're saying, being that we want the whole world to be a moral world, so what's the key to that? If we'll be proper Jews, then the world is going to recognize that, oh, these are amazing people. Look at them. Look at the way they act. Look at the way they behave. I want to be like that. I want to be like that. If the world sees the Jews, if we're going to be on the proper level, then other people will want to be like us. That'll bring them close. But we don't go around and tell people, go be Jewish, this is the true way, this is the way to go. And if a person says, I want to go this way, so we push them off. We say, no, what do you want this for? Be a good non-Jew. Be a good person, yeah. I'll tell you how to be a good person. Don't steal. Don't kill. Don't have incest. Be a faithful husband. Be a good person. Yeah, there are good ways to be a good non-Jew. You can be a good person. Well, you have to be Jewish to be a good person. First thing we do is tell them, well, what do you want to be a Jew for? You're going to mess up your life. You're risking your life, your family's life. Why do this?
So because these shiurim are on a completely different level from the Sheva Mitzvot.
These shiurim are here to give you as much information as possible.
Right.
My goal with each class is to give you as much as possible. I come to each class thinking this is might be the only time in your lives when you're going to hear a class on Parashas Eked. So I have to cover the parasha and give you as much depth and as much halacha and as much information as I could in the small time that we have, because most guys don't last here 2 years. So I figure, okay, you got to get as much as you can in the time you're here. But that's for you guys. You're Jewish. You're responsible to keep the Torah. If you were non-Jewish, I'd do the same thing. What do you need this for? If you were non-Jewish and you'd come and want to come to the class, I'd tell you, what do you want to come to the class for? Go... Have a good time. There are bowling alleys open. There are pool halls open. What do you need to be Jewish for? You're Jewish? Oh, get over here. You got to learn Torah. What are you going to a pool hall? You don't belong there. If you're Jewish, you're responsible for your time. Then God says, I want you to do positive things.
No,
yeah,
to learn.
No, even if you're non-Jewish, I'd say do good things. Go join the Red Cross. Go feed hungry people. Help people. Just because you're non-Jewish doesn't mean you could waste your time. You should also do positive things. But yeah, you could be more lax. If you're in general a positive person, you're better. You're an even better person. You help people more. That's good. It's the way it should be. But it's not the same thing. Yeah.
What happens if we encounter a non-Jew that like insists on keeping Shabbos or something?
So that's his problem.
Should we say something, or
no.
If they ask us, what should we?
When the time comes, then ask. Depends on more details. It's not a. It depends on what's going on. Why is he doing it? What's your relationship to the person? What's your effect on the person? What should be your effect? Depends on too many details to answer it in general sense.
Can I ask a specific case then?
Better not me.
Okay.
You should ask.
Why?
But, I don't feel like I know enough. So,
mostly.
Yeah, but I'm sure other people will be happy to answer you.
Some, but minority.
I, It'll take me too much time to research the answer. I'd much rather other people answer you on the spot. Better ask someone else. Anything else? We're having open session. You guys can ask whatever you want.